So we begin with a little meditation that can take you into the channel on this wave that you were feeling as you were coming back from the sacred circle in the back of the room. So just close your eyes. Take a breath in and out. Just giving yourself a moment to settle, a moment to come into yourself, into your awareness of now, and all of the days and the hours behind you, the wonderfulness of the now. And take another breath. And see if you can just gently expand your feeling of now to the edges of your body, to the edges of the chair you're sitting in, to the top of your head and the bottom of your feet. And as you do that, you notice that there is a presence that has been with us since the beginning, and that goes with us. That presence of love and honoring, respect, compassion, the wisdom of our Pleiadian parents, the caring of lifetimes and lifetimes of soul nurturing until we come to now, where we open and receive and heal, transmute. Take another breath into your heart this time. Feel that place in the center of you. You can place your hand there if you'd like to be reminded where it is. And give another breath to your heart. Just allowing that softness expanding inside of you. That beautiful yes, I am that I am. Continue breathing into your heart, letting it go from your heart to the edges of your body and then beyond into the room. Knowing that your heart's breath intermingles with others, that you have this family of light, this family of your soul, this family of your Akash, and the shining stars of the star mothers that are in each one of you. Letting that spill over into your everyday life so that you feel their presence. You understand your creative source living on the inside, manifesting on the outside. You step forward each day in your life, knowing the oneness of the love and the parentage that you come from. There isn't one moment or one day that goes by that your parents from the stars are not with you, reminding you of who you are and your mission on earth, why you're here. Take a breath. Give yourself to that. They know who you are. We know who you are. And there's a playground of life to create in together.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the final message of the retreat. We find ourselves still in McLeod, figuratively in the shadow of the mountain called Shasta. Dear ones, there's a time for teaching, and there's a time to relax. I want this channeling to be the summary, without teaching, of some of the things that you perceived in these last few days. I've given you things to think about regarding invisible things. I've taken you, hopefully, to a point logically where you might understand that there are things beyond your comprehension that are so real you can almost touch them. They're not what you learned. They're not what you've been taught. But they're very real. And the reality of them is that they would manifest within you if you allow them to. And one of those unrealistic, unpractical messages is that the mountain may be alive with those from the stars. Again, I want to present to you something that I did in the last retreat that was very similar in the shadow of the mountain. The history of that which is Lemuria, a real place, not imaginary. It was not all that long ago, dear ones. The real start of the story of the mountain behind you is when Lemuria started to be evacuated. And the Lemurians went so many different places all over this planet. Some of the places that you would recognize and know. Some of them were very close, and eventually they found their way even into the Atlantic. We've told you those places that were close. If they went straight down, they landed at Easter Island. A little further, they went to New Zealand. They chose carefully where they would go, but eventually they also went to the west coast of America. And the timing is important that you understand. But all of this took place, dear ones, about 14,000 years ago. That's not long. Not really. And in that, I will tell you that the indigenous of this planet record that in their orality, in their traditions, in their songs, and they sing about those who came from the stars. And it's so interesting that you will find that story all over the planet. The story of being seeded by others of higher consciousness that so many people saw as angels. And if there are that which you would call an angel directly from the creative source, they were here as well, guiding the whole thing. That there is a plan on this planet for you to discover a greater purpose and light, and we've told you that. We've given you information even in the last channel about the field, and we've told you that. That perhaps there is a greater truth than you were ever told about the magnificence of the human being and the love of the Creator, which is a bit different. And in that, there are questions. And the questions are almost all linear and minutia and inappropriate because they don't make sense when they're answered. And sometimes that keeps you from believing. This mountain behind you became one of the places that those from the stars would reside in after Lemuria, because they never left. There is that linear idea that even if this was true, well, Kryon, they came from the stars, they came, they did their thing, they went home. That's what you do when you go to the store. That's not what happens to the Star Mothers. When they came, they knew they would stay because this is the womb of civilization called humanity. And they are the mothers who bore those children first, watched over them, and taught them in Lemuria for a long time. And when that task was done and the Akash was implemented, meaning that the teaching was given to you to remember and remember about the Creator and the way things work, that's what they did in Lemuria. They taught. And when that teaching was sufficient enough with enough of you, then that process, that phase was done. The real free choice of humanity started then. What would you do with the information, with free choice? Free choice to believe it or remember it or not. Free choice to take energy anywhere you wanted to and consciousness anywhere you wanted to. Because in their star system, in their planets, they had seen this. It had happened to them. They had those who seeded them. And they had gone through that which this planet has now begun to go through. They had gone to the brink. They had even had genocide within their own planetary system, much worse than what you experienced. And they recovered from it, and a shift began. And it lasted a long time, but consciousness won out, and light won out. And as consciousness starts to raise itself, I'll say it again, that you see things that you don't understand are here when you have a lower consciousness. Again, we tell you this is that if you're in black and white, you cannot have color explained. You just can't. It's not something that makes any sense. And you have to say, well, are they really here? Is there really any evidence that they're here? Let me give you something yet again to think about that I said before. This mountain behind you has always been considered sacred. And if you ask historians and those who would track these kinds of social interactions with the ones from long ago and read that which they have given or scratched into the rock or the orality that they have given through traditions, this mountain was sacred for over 11,000 years. Some would never even go up on it as you do today. And you have to ask yourself, is this common? And the answer is no. The indigenous don't worship every mountain. But they saw in this one something that was untouchable. Appropriately so, the Star Mothers were there. We have told you of the nodes and the nulls of the planet, and that they went to other mountains as well. Last time we spoke, we broached an issue that I want to give you yet again. If you have a multidimensional consciousness, and if you believe now or understand now the difference between linearity and things which are nonlinear, like a multidimensional energy, then you must understand also that it is difficult to pinpoint where that might be, because there is no real where, no real location in things which are multidimensional. Even when you look at things which are multidimensional on the planet, you have trouble identifying the where. Where is gravity? And you say, well, it's produced by, and we say, stop. We didn't ask what it was produced by. Where is it? And you'll say, well, it's everywhere. Obviously, it's everywhere. That's exactly right. That is common to multidimensional energies. They may have a place from which they are generated, but they're everywhere. Human consciousness is bordering that very attribute. And we've told you this. But a high consciousness, such as in the mountain with a star mother, is everywhere. And that means that a piece and a part of those who left Lemuria and who were also on the other nodes at the same time are everywhere. It means that those perhaps that started in Lemuria and perhaps even you sat at their feet are here. That's a stretch of an imagination for a practical, linear human being. But you've gone through the teaching this week, and perhaps your logic has been softened up a little. You can think out of that box that you were trained in, where you think you know what's real and what is not real. And instead, if you would expand that box even now and today, maybe I'm right. Perhaps I'm right. Question for the day, what if I'm right? That means that in the mountain, not only are there multidimensional, beautiful, loving star mothers who started all of this and stayed for this moment and this time during the shift, not only are they there, they know who you are. What if I'm right? And if I am, and if your logic will allow me to be, and if you have stretched that box of belief in the physics of it, the reality of it, the potential of it, the possibility, where are they? And there is no where. That means they're sitting in your lap, dear ones. It means they've been here all the time. It means that they know what you've gone through and who you are, and they're celebrating the moment. This last time we did the retreat, a week ago, we even told the attendees then the same thing we're telling you now, for you need to hear this. And if they were in this room all together, in a linear form, you'd hear them cheering. Because you made it. Not only did you make it, but you're starting to study what you begin to remember. And that remembrance is what you were taught. That teaching was the core truth of what you call God or the creative source. What are the truths? And they start with the center, the truth, that great central sun, that creative energy, that truth. That's where it starts. That God knows who you are and that you are a piece of the Creator. Now, that is a stretch. You all have something that you ride in, a vehicle, that is multidimensional. You can call it a soul. Others have minutiaized it and called it the Merkaba. It's there. It's real. You are a piece and a part of a multidimensional universe. That means that part of the Creator is carried within you. We call it God inside. And what that really truly means is that as you become higher and higher in consciousness, and you begin to open that box of belief, and you say, I think he might be onto something. Maybe there is more. As you start to look at that, that multidimensional part of you starts to react. And that multidimensional part is just filled with love. And that's the first thing you're going to feel. A few moments ago in the room, you did an exercise, simple, where you started to honor each other in a way perhaps you hadn't before. What'd you think? You saw it. You felt it. That's one of the first times I'll tell you where these star mothers who were in your lap started to cheer yet again here in this room because of what you're doing. You are stretching the envelope of belief into areas that really are the new world who it's coming. That is what you are about. That's what's going on. And that multidimensional part of you, as you start to contact it, get you in touch with the potentials we told you about in the last channel. It also gets you in touch with something you also are hesitant to understand or believe, and you wish to minutiaize. And that is, how do you get inside to touch that which is your own biology so you can live longer, so you can heal yourselves? And the questions that you ask are all linear. How long, how much, and when? Not understanding that none of them are appropriate. All of these things are conceptual and can be boiled down to one thing. Do you believe it? And the belief is the key. For the belief itself is an intuition that is generated by your choice and the God inside. All of these things are complex. But they're not complex in a way that you can list them. They're complex in that free choice means that you have to start to drop that which you thought was real and get into a place that allows for more. And I'm going to tell you something that I have said to so many groups before. You have free choice to do whatever you want to. So once you make a decision that you're going to look a little outside the box, if you don't get results, if you don't feel something, if you're not happy, then climb back into the box and shut the door. That's free choice. Some humans do that because when they venture out, they expect the linearity we spoke of. We expect the lists, and they don't get them. Therefore, they don't understand, and so they will retreat back in the box. But they have free choice to open it again. So you might understand that these are your gifts, to look or not look, to look again, to look again, to look again. Now, in an old energy, I'll tell you, because I know who's here. I know who's sitting in front of me. It's beautiful. Because I'm talking to individuals of many ages. And some of you have tried some things that were beautiful. And you felt they were timely. And you felt in your heart that this is what God, this is what creative source wanted you, this is what spirit wanted you to do. It's interesting how you perceive time when you get out of linearity, because you still think it's linear and it's not. Maybe you got a message to do something in an old energy, maybe as long as 10 years ago. What you didn't understand and what we've taught you before is that there's no clock with spirit. Some of the things that you tried in the old energy failed. I'm talking to some of you right now, and you know who you are. And these things that failed because you did them too soon. The idea was stellar. The timing was not. Today, you have this thing called the field. In the field are the potentials of the people you're going to meet to accomplish what you tried and failed to do a few years ago. Some of those people might even be in the room. That's how it works. You come together, you don't know one another, you start to look in each other's eyes, you start to understand how to love one another, and that's the spark of understanding, oh my, I might have met that person who can help me. And the other one is the same, on board, and a partnership may be formed that may lead you to something else or another person. This is the catalyst. This is why you come in the shadow of the mountain. And the star mothers all know it. Perhaps you're not here to attend a conference at all. Maybe you're just here to meet somebody. And that was the whole purpose and reason why you're here. That's why the exercise that you just did is important, so you understand to get out of your comfort zone and stand, look at each other. And you find out that there's a similarity of love. And the star mothers are applauding. This is real. How real it is to you, however, truly is the question. How real is it to you? When you go outside and Some of you would look at the mountain, looks the same as it did when you came inside. Sometimes there's a few more clouds or a few less. But the majesty of the reality sings to you in the wind and calls your name and says, we're here. And if you choose, that can become something that becomes real to you as well in what happens next in your life. That's the proof, isn't it? If you reach out and you say, I believe some of these things because I'm starting to feel them, and everything you've said, Brian, makes sense because I've had experiences and I understand about multidimensional things, and all, I just can't quite grasp an entities in the mountain. Well, I'll say it again. Can you grasp love? And the answer is not really. Where is love? How high and how wide? People start asking those questions and the minutia comes forward. How can I trust what you say? And I say, can you trust love? The love of God. These are the issues, are they not? They're perceptions that you really are loved. The perceptions that you're not in a world by chance. The perception that everything can change today because you're stepping into something you didn't expect. A new paradigm as real as the one you came from, but in a different dimensionality. And as you get used to these things, as so many in the room have, you start to count on things that seem to be chance. You start to make a reality in ways that others will look at you and go, you're really strange. And you start to realize that your strangeness is your magnificence. And indeed, you are to others because they cannot look up to a higher consciousness. So you will always be strange to those who choose to stay in linearity. But you know better. And what you are experiencing is the next phase of humanity. Starts with the old souls who are in the room at whatever age you are. Now, final instructions before I close. All this information and everything that you've heard these days, these are seeds that are planted for you. There is no axiom that says you must accept it all and leave and somehow having absorbed it all. The seeds are those things which go in and will grow if you allow them, if you wish them. For those of you who have written down everything, it's almost like we can tear all the pages out and throw them away. Because what truly happens is if you let these seeds grow, everything that was presented here is still inside. That's core truth. And it will come out when you need it. In a fashion that is personalized for you. So you don't have to worry about if you're doing it right or wrong or how soon or whatever. Because the plan is stellar. It is unique. It is beautiful. It is magnificent and tailored for you. As you awaken, dear ones, slowly, individually, and awaken meaning how much of this can you absorb and use and understand, each one of you is so unique. And it's honored. So you don't all leave as one group who absorbed information and are out on the street with the same information. How linear. Each one of you has had thoughts implanted that you can receive or not and grow or not. And that's the beauty of having a piece of the Creator inside, because the Creator knows that piece with your name on it. It's beautiful. And that's what you're discovering. No difficulty, no steps to climb, no suffering. Only awareness. That's the choice. What if I'm right? I am. You will know I am. Some of you will know very much so when things start to move in your life and you can trace it back to the time when you spent in the shadow of the mountain with the star mothers looking over you in a way that perhaps you don't understand because they know who you are. In some ways, you're their esoteric child. And this is what a mother does, to hover over the child all their life, no matter how old they are, love them until the mother's last breath. Well, the Lemurians that you are and the star mothers of who they are, I'll tell you, they're not going anywhere. They're going to love you to your last breath. And then when you come back, they do it again and again and again because they realize and recognize the incarnations that you are. They know your soul. They recognize where you've been. How far away do you think that they can feel you and sense you? How big is love? It spans the universe, dear ones. The creative source that you come from knows you too. This is the message of all of the channelers who you've heard from this stage in all of these days, dear ones. And the messages may seem different, and they come from seemingly different sources, different accents, and different names. But when you boil it down yet again to one core truth that's there, I'll tell you what it is. Are you ready? We love you. Go from this place changed. And so it is.
Nice.